We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, everyone, to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Jordan Cooper and Ryan Belangi. We're talking the first classic World Cup slate of the 2022 World Cup. Did I say that right? Guys, welcome in. A week ago, we were talking about Premier League, and now we are talking about the World Cup. Kind of crazy. Jordan, Ryan, are we ready for this?
Is it a special? Is it a special change intro for the podcast for the World Cup?
Oh yeah, I did some recording.
That's you on the guitar?
Yeah, I plugged in some GarageBand. It was on my bass. Did some distorting of that and worked it into here. But I wanted something else for the World Cup.
Just like, okay, here's the intro.
Yeah, just very simple, very easy. Nothing too complicated here.
I like
as
it.
As opposed to this slate, which based on the pricing, maybe a little complicated.
A little complicated. So I guess the first questions here, just talking about World Cup in general, not even about this slate. Jordan, for you, compared to Premier League, do you play World Cup slates differently than Premier League? What is the difference here for these slates?
I think that the two main differences in World Cup or in the international game in this international tournaments and domestic competitions, one, these totals are going to be low, right? Having a 2.5 total is actually a pretty high total for a World Cup game. We're going to see a lot of twos. Now we're not going to see many implied team totals that are outrageous. And no team is that far. I mean, there'll be some matchups where like England on this first leg is like only a minus 300 favorite. There's no home team other than Qatar. There's no home advantage of any type. The second main thing, and we saw this 4 years ago playing DFS contests, is understand that international teams do not play together that often, which means the chemistry between the players in open play is much less than there is in domestic play, which means the things that they could design are going to typically be much more effective than things that rely on fluidity, which is why set pieces are going to be much more prioritized in World Cup action than on open play style goals. So penalties and set piece goals, I have to bump up a bit more than I would in an EPL DFS contest. So center backs that are, if you need salary savings, center backs have some upside. Having the set piece takers is upside, and having the penalty takers are upside over possibly guys that may be a little bit more flashy on the field. But because these games are very low scoring, if you're playing especially the larger field GPPs, you pretty much need to get, if whoever gets all the goals on a 3-game slate, there may only be 5 of them, like you win pretty much.
Ryan, you got anything to add to that?
Not much. I think Jordan hit it on the head. These teams don't play together that often. It's tough for them to, be even the best teams to be as good as like a Manchester City or those type teams. Teams like Liverpool, teams that press all the time, for instance. It's tough to get any of these international teams pressing. They just don't play together that often. And that's, you know, tougher to do. I don't know. You know, two years ago for Euros is when I first started doing this podcast with Andrew. And I had basically the worst run of soccer in my life. I think I lost like 11 of the first 12 days of Euros last year.
I'm cutting that part.
I got absolutely crushed, you know. I remember there being, you know, more chalk busting, more variance. Goals are important with these lower totals. It does play different than the Premier League.
Yeah, based off what I said, so that kind of just comes into, we talked about 1 week ago, exactly. We're talking about Premier League. So imagine these players, they played less than a week ago in the Premier League on Saturday, Sunday. They flew down to Qatar Monday, started training maybe on Monday, maybe Tuesday. So these guys have had a week of training, maybe less than a week of training with these guys. They play once, maybe a couple times, you know, every few months because of, you know, the international breaks, that kind of a thing. They didn't even get together that much over the summer as it is. So I will say, outside of, as we, you know, for the first match, the Qatar has been playing together for like a month. I think Saudi Arabia has been playing together for a month. But for this late, we don't have to worry about that really.
But the benefit, Adam, though, is although they recently played, they're going to be in a good mindset because they can't drink any beer.
Yes. That'll help. That'll help everyone, I guess. Everyone will be in a good mindset, right? All right. So this slate, we'll start with forwards. If you're not familiar with this show, I'm using this cheat sheet, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial, but you're going to need more than 10 days. So you better get a subscription. So we also have on the site corner set piece and penalty takers. That article is up. You can find that if you look around the site. It's pretty available. Also, I have to mention, we have a free contest, RotoWire contest. I posted that if Twitter, you know, ends, but it's on Twitter, RotoWire Soccer, also in our Discord. You can find that in a group. The winner of this contest wins like a gift basket of RotoWire swag, basically.
No money? I was all excited until you mentioned no money.
Oh. You know, RotoWire swag is basically, it's going to be like 1K worth of stuff. 1K worth of t-shirts.
Is it stuff that I already have the backpack. I have the t-shirt. I got stuff. Can I sell? If it's worth that much money, I'm putting it on eBay.
Yeah, you can do that. Go for it. I mean, it's not.
It's like crowns. I'll use it for contest entries.
There you go. Yeah, so these, we got the 8 a.m., we got the 11 a.m., we got the 2 p.m. Eastern matches. And this slate is a bit difficult for forward. The first, you know, classic slate, we have an interesting forward slate. We're not going to get Memphis Depay starting. I don't know if Ryan wants to talk about Memphis Depay coming off the bench, 9,900. I don't think he's been declared out yet. Okay, he's shaking his head no to Memphis off the bench. We're not taking that route. But what are we even looking at here for these three teams? It's kind of bleak. Do we actually want to pay 9,700 for Christian Pulisic? And also in this question, do we think the USA guys are going to be overpopular because it's USA? That has to be a question, right?
Yeah. What do you think, Jordan, in terms of cash games?
Well, I think overall that the US players tend to be overowned in general, like from my experience. Cash games, I think there's more value at midfield than there is at any other position on the slate. So I'm be more inclined to pay up at forward because there's really no dinkies to really. They didn't give you any. I mean, really, the pricing is pretty efficient. And I'd rather pay for goal upside than pay down and hope for the best on a slate where there's nothing to really pay up for at midfield, I guess. We could talk about Foden, I guess.
Wait, are you going to roster Harry Kane in cash? Did you just say that?
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Like, to me, the biggest decision on the slate for you, for anyone, is because these games are staggered out, is how many England players do you play? Do you play Harry Kane? If you don't play Harry Kane, do you play Raheem Sterling instead? Do you play neither? Do you play Pulisic at 9,700, who's in the third game? I think from a floor perspective, I think Pulisic has a higher floor but lower ceiling, because his goal odds are only like plus 400. Kane's goal odds are plus 110. And also, Kane does shoot. So, I mean, like, Kane could have five shots, three on goal. I mean, like, he has a much higher floor for England than he does for Tottenham, especially in a matchup when they're a minus 300 favorite against Iran. He's most likely to go 90, and he's on penalties. So, like, he's 10-2, but who am I playing? If I'm not playing Kane, who am I playing? I mean, like, what am I doing here?
Do we have to mention these goal odds? Why is Reyna at plus 300 and Pulisic is plus 390 with PKs? Am I missing something?
Well, their goal total, their implied goal total is only like 1.12.
Yeah, but why is Pulisic behind guys who don't have PKs and playing deeper roles?
Well, maybe they know something that we don't.
Maybe they do. Yeah,
yeah, but Ryan, do you agree with me? I mean, dude, when you hear me going, yeah, I'm probably going to play Harry Kane in cash, like, I'm the one that never wants to play Harry Kane in cash. I think it's, if you don't play him, I think if you're going to, if cash games, I think comes down to Kane, either you play Kane, Sterling, Pulisic, or Bergui, if he starts, we don't know that. Bergui. Until the 11 a.m. game.
Who are we talking about?
Bergeis?
Bergeis. Bergui. Whatever. Bergeis. Bergui.
Yeah, we'll call him Bergui. That's fine with me.
Bergui, that's fine. I could you make a case for Cody Gakpo? Sure, I guess. 9,100, I don't want to do it. Bergwijn, 8,800, probably not. I mean, like, Gareth Bale, 8,000 as a slight dog. I mean, it seems like you're overpaying no matter who you play. And then if you wanted to go all the way down, I mean, I guess the best option is Jahan Bash on set pieces for Iran at 5,100. But I almost feel like there are midfielders in that range that are better, that I don't need to fill a forward spot with that. So why not just take Kane? And if he doesn't score a goal, he probably still gets 8 or 9 points the way that England plays. And he's the most likely to score 2 or 3, and he's on penalties. Like, why not? He's 10. Yeah. If you're not paying 10-2, you're paying nearly as much for anyone else. So why not just play for the best forward?
Yeah, I think I agree. And, you know, Kane will probably be relatively popular as well. I don't know. The thing is, you know, like you said, there's no clear cut decision here at forward. There's no one that you're like, oh yeah, I want to play him in cash games. Pulisic seems expensive. You know, I think Gakpo would be a good play if you knew he was going to take the majority of sets, but it doesn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like that's the case. So yeah, I think probably just, I don't play Harry Kane in cash either, but just doesn't seem like there's that many options. So, I mean,
well, Ryan, if you don't play Kane and you play Sterling for 7,800, who's $2,400 less, I think a lot people may do that, but the problem is that if you go through your lineup construction, I'm not sure if that money gets you anything. Like, once you start plugging in players, it feels like you play Sterling if you want to play Foden in a midfield spot, I guess, or you want to pay up twice at defender. But I'm not sure if the difference between those options of paying $2,400 more for a midfielder or $2,400 more for a defender is worth just going from Sterling to Kane. Because I think Kane actually has a higher floor than Sterling.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Like, just Sterling on his own at 7,800, you know, doesn't really stand out as a cash play. So it's not one of those slates where you're trying to get as much exposure as possible to England. I don't know. At least I don't think so. You know, I was sort of surprised to see the total at 1.85, but, you know, it makes sense with the way that England play and the way that they played in the Euros and in the matches leading up to this tournament. I agree with you, what you said. I'm not sure you can use the 2,400 well enough to make it worth it.
Have you guys come into like a 2v2 that involves Kane/Sterling or like a Pickford or one of the bottom goalkeepers kind of like thing?
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, I don't know how low I'm going down a goalkeeper, but That would be one of like the 2v2, 3v3 type of situations that you'd be in. And with the World Cup being low goal scoring as it is, I think the spread between keepers shouldn't be as dramatic as it as DraftKings normally prices it, which makes it more likely that I pay down a keeper during the World Cup than pay up.
Even on this slate? I mean, we've
yeah, even on this
here.
Slate. No,
57%.
I feel so much more comfortable with Harry Kane at forward than like playing Pickford over like the over whoever starts for Senegal or something like that. Like, I just don't think goalkeeper is going to matter as much. I think it's going to be this is a low score. These are low scoring slates. Mm-hmm. There may only be 5 goals on the entire slate. Do I want to pay an extra $2,000 to keeper when, or play a guy that could bury me with 2 goals?
Yeah, I mean, okay, there might only be 5 goals on the slate, but they might come.
Two of them
may
be Kane.
They might come from every team. They might come from every team besides Iran. 57% clean sheet odds is pretty decent. I don't know, Jordan. You talk a lot about spending up at goalkeeper and cash these days. I kind of want to play Pickford on this slate.
I mean, I would want to, but I mean, you'd have to make concessions in your lineup. I think you could get up to Pickford and still play Kane.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too. Definitely.
Were you guys ever, like Jordan said, there's no dinkies on the slate. Was there anyone under consideration? You mentioned Jahan Bakhsh, the former Brighton player, I believe. But there's Crepin Diata is down here at 4,200. Maybe you're going to get 2 points from him. But
is he even going to play 90?
I mean, as I say, maybe you're going to get 2. But it's going to allow you to get more of the top-end set-piece takers at other positions, though, correct?
Yeah, but I don't. Do you need to do that in midfield? Like, if you play Diata at 4,200... I still think you're probably your other forward spot is Kane anyway. I mean, like, it ends up being that. And then what are you paying for? Like, well, when we get to the midfield, I feel like you don't have to pay up in midfield at all on this slate. So, like, what's the difference? That there are $4,200 midfielders I'd rather play than a guy with, like, no floor and almost no seats. Like, plus 600 to score. So, like... If I'm going to play a $4,200 guy, I'd rather play the $4,200 Chris Wood type. Plus 150 to score, and good luck with that. But he has a shot than someone that most times he's going to score 2 or 3 points, and only 20% of the time is he going to score 10 plus. I could do that at midfield.
Yeah, I think I'm more okay with someone like Diata than Jordan. I would just say, you mentioned that, is he even going to play 90 minutes? Who on this slate besides Kane and who on this slate below 9K is going to play 90 minutes? I mean, who on this slate below 9K has a floor even?
Pickford. Like,
Gareth Bale? Gareth Bale, maybe?
Pickford, Hussaini, Edward Mendy.
Forward. Right?
Virgil van Dijk.
Under 9K, I agree with you. I mean... But to me, that makes it more of a priority. Like, dude, if I play Kane and Pulisic, like, they ain't coming off the field. I mean, like there, just give it to me. Pulisic, right? Yeah, Pulisic Kane's... is going to handle all the penalties and all the set pieces for the United States, even though it's the lowest total. Give me all those peripheral points. Give me Kane shots and upside, and then I don't have to worry about the forward position anymore. I don't have to worry about, well, do I... I don't have enough money. Let me play Sterling for 75 minutes. Let me play Diata or Bergwijn.
Yeah, I'd like to play Kane and Pulisic. I'd like to play Kane and Pulisic, but that seems difficult. I don't know. Like
I did it easily. Easily.
Okay. I mean, are we sure that Pulisic has all of the sets? And I mean, 9,700 seems like a lot for him in this spot. It seems like you're overpaying.
I prefer Pulisic over Kane personally, but
that's fine. I don't know. He's got a higher floor, probably, right?
Yeah.
But do you think Aronson's going to take a ton?
No, but like, for instance, if Kellen Acosta started, I think Kellen Acosta would take most. If he just happened
not,
to come on.
He's not starting, but he's not going.
But how do we know? But how do we know?
You're
what
right.
If he comes on at 50 or 60? I don't know. I know some of these guys like had some injury concerns. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. If Pulisic is going to take all the set pieces, then yeah, I like him. I like him in cash games.
He'll be on majority. Like we've seen in recent matches, it's been maybe like Pulisic has gotten like 8 and Aronson has maybe gotten 3 and then Reyna has 1 or something. In this projected 11, we don't even have Reyna in there. So maybe Reyna's in there. Maybe that turns you off of him. But again, that's still only one or two corners. So it shouldn't have that big of a difference. But would it change your mind if Jesus Ferreira was not starting centrally for USA and they did like a false nine kind of thing and Reyna was in the front three with Pulisic and Aronson? Would Reyna come into your decision here for cash games?
Not really. I'd still probably play Sterling over him.
And the problem is you would never know that until it's too late since USA is the last game. And I don't really think you're going to.
That's a good point.
I don't really think you're going to like swap off Pulisic to Reyna or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you sold me on Pulisic a little bit. Maybe he's a better play than Kane. Playing both seems tough, though. I want to know how Jordan's going to do it. Obviously, not playing Pickford. Then it's not.
I think the reason you play Kane in cash games is because he has the best goal odds. He's going to be more than 50% in cash. So if he does get that goal and you don't get a goal, you're kind of screwed. So you almost need him to match up with the other 50%+ of people. Is that the move, Jordan?
I mean, to me, it is. I mean, I'm probably in GPP. I may not play him. Right, I'm playing 4 lineups. I'm not playing. I don't play tons of lineups into these things. I'm going to be playing the 555, the small field stuff. I'll throw it into the large field, but I ain't playing for the optimal lineup. I ain't playing that because these contests are even much larger than the Premier League contests. I ain't dealing with late swapping 20 lineups or whatever. So like, I don't have to be perfect. I think there are other ways to go for GPPs. To me, I think that the GPP way to go, based on the current projected starting 11s, is the Netherlands-Senegal game. I think you're going to get a lot of ownership on Kane, a lot of ownership on Pulisic. You're going to get some ownership on Sterling. You're going to get some ownership on Ferreira. You're going to get some ownership on Bale for name value. I don't think you're going to get much Victor Janssen ownership as much. For 7,100. I don't think you're going to get Boulay Dia ownership. I feel like playing a lot more of these Netherlands-Senegal guys because most of the guys in that game are not really cash viable. But that game is the more likely game to be back and forth. This is a game that's, if you told me one game is going to be 3-2, it's Netherlands-Senegal, not England-Iran, not Wales. U.S. It's going to be the Netherlands-Senegal game. So playing both sides of that game seems much more compelling to grab maybe an outlier result than stacking. I think that the more common thing, more popular thing you'll see is people stacking England. Playing Kane, one of Sterling or Foden, playing Trippier, playing Shaw, playing maybe Declan Rice as a punt. Like people may play 5 guys, 6 guys from England. And then they win 2-0 or something, 3-0, and you got as many of the points as you can. From a floor perspective, I think that's good. If you were playing a very small, if you're playing a qualifier, I think that seems. I think for the large field stuff, I think there's a lot more goal scoring potential in the Netherlands-Senegal game, and there are more players to choose from, so none of them are going to be super popular. They'll all be in the 5-15% range rather than the 30-45% range that we'll see in the other games.
Yeah. I agree. You know, when you have a game that doesn't really have cash game options, you know, you mentioned that neither of these teams are really going to have guys that you play in cash. that ends up meaning that it's not going to be as popular in tournaments either. So yeah, I agree with that. And I kind of like Wales though, for the same reason. I wasn't sure that Wales was necessarily going to be very popular. Maybe Bale, as you mentioned, maybe Danny James, but still just the fact that it's the last game and playing against the US, I was looking at Wales for tournaments as well.
I would say for Netherlands, like this Vincent Janssen, there's a chance. I mean, we don't know who's going to start, but if he's plugging into your lineup, he's could be like a 45-minute guy, just because he is the guy replacing Depay. And, you know, maybe they bring Depay on. Maybe they bring Luke de Jong on. Maybe they bring someone completely different on. He's the guy who would probably go out first for Netherlands. That's what I'll say for their lineup.
And to be clear, they get 5 subs.
Yes.
It's 5 subs, but 3 windows.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like what you're saying about Senegal and Netherlands, and I'd be happy if it was, you know, less popular than the other two matches. I mean, you see the implied goal totals, 2.56, not that much higher than the other ones, but it kind of feels like it should be a little higher than that. So you see all the guys in this one, and Netherlands probably play the most attacking of any of these 6 sides here. And I think that goes with what Jordan was saying in terms of this match could have, seems like it's the match that could pop off the most.
They have the highest ceiling, just from a point per dollar value price wise. Mm-hmm. Their medians aren't very good because Netherlands is, the Netherlands Senegal game for the most part is overpriced, but it's a 3-game slate and we're looking for goals. So I don't care about their being overpriced for a median. I want goal. I mean, I care about ceilings for GPP. So that's why in cash games, you know, I don't think I'm going to have a single Holland player in my cash lineup. I probably will have a Senegalese player in my cash lineup, but I think Netherlands after England is, I mean, you could tell by the implied goal totals, the more likely to score the most goals on the slate.
I would argue that the Senegal players are probably not overpriced. They're probably underpriced more than anything, but I think they're about the same. They may even be cheaper than the Iran players. They're about the same. But okay, so midfielders, you're mentioning you don't want to pay up really for any of these guys. There's not a lot anyways. We have Phil Foden here at 7,900. I think he kind of has to be in the conversation. We got Aaronson, 6,300. Dumfries.
You're really going to pay 7,200 for Denzel Dumfries?
I'm just listing the options here. I'm not saying who I'm taking, but 7,200 for Dumfries is extreme for a wingback. This is like if you play Premier League, Perisic was in the 7K range in his early Tottenham days. And he, you know, this is the position he plays. Listed as a midfielder, that's kind of what this is for Dumfries, except I don't believe he's even in the conversation for set pieces. You got Coop Miners for 5,400. You have Harry Wilson, if he starts, for 6,600 for Wales. Danny James is 5,200. We got Ismaila Sarr for 5,000. We got Pape Sarr for 4,100. We got a lot of guys here to talk about. Who are the favorites here in cash games, Jordan?
Well, what do we expect the England set pieces to go? I mean, Foden may take some, right?
If Trippier is in there, I'd say Trippier takes majority, and then Shaw and Foden may be on the other side, kind of a thing.
Right, but I'm saying it's not enough to prioritize Foden.
No.
Right, that's the point that I was making before with the Kane talk at forward. It's like, well, if I'm not going to play Foden, I'm probably not playing any midfielder that's over 5,400. I mean, like, and there's plenty of guys here. I think Coop Miners, depending on if Berghuis starts, Coop Miners will be over a decent amount of set pieces for the Netherlands. Then we got Daniel James and Aaron Ramsey, who will both likely be sharing set pieces for Wales. Then we got Pape Sarr for 4,100. Probably taking a decent amount of set pieces for Senegal, but open play wise, as Malisar at 5,000, like, I almost don't even care that he doesn't have set. It may not even have set pieces. That seems awfully cheap for his open play value. That from an upside perspective, I almost feel like I'd rather play his Malisar over Papesar, even if you told me that Papesar got half the set pieces. Am I weird to say that I think his Malisar at 5,000 is one of the most mispriced? I think he should be 7K.
Okay, well, no, I have to jump in because you like shit all over Crepin Diata and he's 4,200 and they basically have the same
goal. Okay.
I mean, he's 800 cheaper than Sar. I see. Okay, maybe Sar, like, you've got,
but Osmalasar is going to play the whole game. Come on. I mean, he's going to
stay. Okay, like, you'd hope so, right? So you hope you have the minutes edge with Sar, but I mean, on a per minute basis, their floors would seem similar to me, assuming they each line up as, you know, one on the right wing, one on the left wing. I mean, it's,
yeah, and
the same
the difference between the two? One takes set pieces, one takes penalties.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, okay. If Senegal's going to get a penalty.
You really view Malisar the same as Crepin Diata?
No, not the same. Look, I see your point.
The issue is, do you prefer Malisar or, hey, throw in Crepin Diata over Papesar playing as a deep-lying midfielder or a Dressagai? I mean, like, I feel as if, like, it's like when you play Papesar, that's like the equivalent of playing Joe Moutinho. That's the equivalent of playing like that type of guy. That I'd rather play Daniel James. I'd rather play Coop Miners, even like guys that have a little bit more open play value that get forward, than play Papesar. And if I'm gonna play a Senegalese guy, if I have the 900, I think Malisar has more upside in general. That Pape may have a slightly higher floor, but Malisar has a definitely higher ceiling.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I was just surprised when, you know, you say one of Senegal's forwards has a 1 or 2 point floor. I mean, the other one can't be like a 10 point floor just because he's going to play a few more minutes. I like Sar. But yeah, so okay, so,
but is this the range living in? Do you feel like you're playing three guys from this range?
Yeah, so I think you'd for sure play Danny James, like, if you knew he was going to start. But you
Danny
know,
James for sure,
I think.
Okay,
I think. I
did
don't
he
know,
spell you in the Euros? Did he beat you in the Euros? Is that why you're on him? Because didn't he have a good Euros?
Yeah, he had a good Euros, but I mean, I just want whoever's going to take the majority of sets for 5K against US. Like, okay, and he happens to be an attacking player. I mean, that's good enough. If he's going to take majority of sets, then yeah, I think Dan James is a good cash play. But Jordan said maybe no Netherlands in cash. I think you would want Netherlands set pieces against Senegal, especially.
Well, that all depends, Ryan, on whether or not Bergui.
Right. Right.
I'm going to say Bergui.
I mean, so, though, like, we'd want you to, if Coop Miners gets the start without Bergheis, you'd want to play him in cash, right?
I mean, I agree with you, but I'm going under the assumption I think Bergheis,
yeah,
possibly starts over Bergwijn.
Yeah. So what if he does then? Is he a cash play at forward?
What, Bergui?
I think Bergheis would start over Coop Miners.
Yeah, but they're two totally different prices. Bergheis is like 8,800.
I'm just saying Bergheis isn't going to start over Bergwijn.
No, but
he's
maybe
gonna
over
start
Jansen.
Over what, Gakpo?
No. Bergheis is Coop more Miners. Of a – he isn't as forward of a player as Bergwijn.
Right.
He'd be in Coop Miners' spot. I think for this midfield spot, it'd be like Bergheis, Coop Miners, and then I think you got Darun in there as well as options to start. I was going to ask, if it's not Bergheis, if it's not Coop Miners, and it's only Gakpo on here, would you actually consider Gakpo? Because it would seem like he'd actually be on all Netherlands set pieces.
You wouldn't know by the time he played Harry Kane. I mean, like, the problem is that do you play Gakpo over Pulisic? Like, really, right. that's what it would come down to, because you've either already
played
Kane or you haven't played Kane. You have two open forward spots, and now you're stuck. Now you're like, now what do I do? This all leads to the fact that I'd rather not take the chance. I don't think that situation is going to happen. I think that's the least likely.
Okay.
I think it's more likely that if Gakpo starts, Koop Meiners is in there also, and then I play Koop Meiners. I think the less likelihood is that you get Gakpo alone. Like, either Berghuis is in there with Koop Meiners, or Gakpo's in there with Koop Meiners, or it's just Gakpo. I think that's the least likely scenario. So I like Gakpo for GPPs. I like whoever's in the front line for Netherlands, I love for GPPs. So, like, it's just in cash games, how do I plan for this? I don't think any of them are that great of an I'd rather just play Koop Meiners. And if I play Koop Meiners in my lineup that I lock at 8 o'clock, worst case scenario is not in, and I play Pape Sarr
or Danny James.
And I move up a goalkeeper, or I end up playing Aaron Ramsey and I move up somewhere else. Like it gives me more options than me plugging in like Berghuis or Gakpo and then having to go around. Like, if they're not in, I still need to leave like 600 to 1,000 to get Pulisic in if I already played Kane. And if I didn't play Kane, now I need two spots, and now I have to play one of those Netherlands guys regardless, unless I feel like playing, you know, Ferreira or Bale, which is probably suboptimal. So that's why I'm more in the fact of I'd rather plug in Koop Meiners and then look for optionality when we get the starting 11s. But I am with you. If Koop Meiners starts without Berghuis in, I want to play Koop Meiners.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
One other note. So you mentioned Ismaila Sarr is on PKs. That is what we believe. I think the last one he actually took, because Sadio Mane takes all of them, was like 3 or 4 years ago. So I don't know if I put everything into that. It's not guaranteed that he's actually on PKs. But he did take the last one that Sadio Mane did not, which was like 3 years ago. So I just want to mention that in case he doesn't take a PK, because it could be someone else, really. Okay, so is there anything else to look at for – I mean, I think we mentioned all of the viable cash options at midfield. Does anyone else really stand out? Like Idrissa Gueye, if this is what we're looking at, Pape Sarr and Gueye, split and set pieces, would he be, if you really need to go down there at 3,400? Like, why go?
It's weird to say. I'd almost prefer to play, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Golazade.
Oh, we're talking Iran
midfielder, Ali Golazade. He should split set pieces with Jahan Bash.
Yeah, if he starts
at 3,100, I mean, it's not. I mean, the England are a minus 300 favorite, but that's not like absurdly high.
Mm-hmm.
I think Iran still gets some set pieces. They have some type of thing. So if you need to punt to that extent, I think I'd much rather punt with a defender than with a midfielder. But if you want to play Idrissa Gueye at 3,400, I don't think that's bad. I just think there's less upside with him than with Golazade.
Ali Golazade.
I just these defensive midfielders during the World Cup, I mean, low scoring games are not really beneficial for defensive midfielder upside, really.
Yeah.
Because they're also typically not even up on set pieces. So like on set pieces, they're the ones that are typically with the fullbacks, you know, guarding against counterattacks. So if you're going to rely on even set piece goals, unless they're kicking the ball, like these defensive midfielders are not going to be getting in the box that often.
Yeah. I'm still shocked that Idrissa Gueye has been splitting set pieces. I couldn't do it either. But Declan Rice has a higher floor than Idrissa Gueye for the same price. And probably higher than that Iran Golazade guy, right, too.
Even if he may not even start. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, so defender is I think there's three guys at defender. Is that what we're looking at? We're looking at Trippier.
So wait, sorry. I just want to say, I mean, so there's really not much clear cut at midfield either. And forward's tough too. I mean, this is a weird, tricky slate for cash.
Well, I think if you pay up at both forwards, you're looking in that 5K, 6K range for your midfielders, right?
Right. You're probably playing two or three of them out of
now. We're on to defender, though. There's some good defenders. It means you're going to have to punt defender, and I don't know if that's necessarily optimal. We'll see.
There's some good cheap defenders?
No, there's some good defenders. Okay. Maybe there's some good cheap ones, maybe not. Yeah.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
So Trippier, Luke Shaw, Anthony Robinson, those are the three guys that stand out to me. Does anyone else stand out to you guys?
I think I prefer Nico Williams to Anthony Robinson. I know they're different price, but just in terms of, I don't know, I like the Wales guys on the wing.
For 900 more?
I mean, not necessarily, but just raw points and upside, I prefer the Wales guys.
Okay.
What does Jordan think? I don't know. Trippier's a lock, I think.
Right.
To me, you just plug in Trippier. I will play him in every single lineup. Just give it to me. It's done. I don't believe any of the other defenders are must haves at all. I don't think paying up twice a defender is needed, even in cash games. I actually prefer to play down.
Yeah, it might. Okay. It might not be needed. But
who are we playing down for? Harry Maguire?
Harry Maguire, John Stones, 3,900, 3,500. Why not? Would I love to play Luke Shaw, but is he the type of guy that's going to have a 15-point floor? He's not Trippier, right? Daley Blind is not Trippier. Nico Williams is not Trippier. Anthony Robinson at 4,800 for the price, don't mind, but he's in that same range of like, do I play Ismail Assar? Do I play Aaron Ramsey? Do I play Daniel James? I feel like I want to play all those midfielders over Robinson anyway. So like, to me, that leaves the options of, like, we got, like, if you play Pulisic in your, I'm not saying this is good for cash games, but you could be, if you're willing to play John Stones in your cash lineup, you should be willing to play Walker Zimmerman in your cash lineup also. Like, I think the value of the favored tall center backs are much higher in the World Cup than they are in the Premier League. Van Dijk is priced up a bit at 4,600, so he's a little out of range. But England's clean sheet odds is 57%. They're known for their set pieces. Like, why, instead of prioritizing Luke Shaw and then figuring out a way to pay around and play Trippier and Shaw or Trippier and Williams or Trippier and even Anthony Robinson, why don't I just go, let me just take Maguire or Stones? And they've a floor of maybe 3 or 4 points.
Okay, and then What happens when Eric Dyer steps up to take the set pieces?
Well, then play Eric Dyer then. I mean, like,
Eric Dyer is taking set pieces for England.
I think other than most of our Premier League slates, I don't think we're going to get that many slates in the World Cup where there are two defenders that have 15 plus point floors. Like your normal thing of like beat people at defender because you have to play two and most of them don't have double digit ability. So play two with double digit ability. I think Trippier is the only one that I could distinctly say I'm probably going to get a goal's worth of points plus out of him. I'm not sure about any of the other ones that I'd rather not just punt with someone that could get me six or seven with a clean sheet. And then the upside being that set piece goal, like, dude, if the center back scores a goal, like I'm gold at that point. So to me, it's the best of both worlds rather, especially on a slate where it's so tight on pricing. I'd much rather have Kane and Pulisic in my forward spots and have to punt. Instead of playing Luke Shaw, I play Harry Maguire. Then play Crepin Diata. Play a guy with the Crep in his name. Play the Crep that is there at 4,200.
Whoa!
Hey, Crepin Diata is a good player.
So this is Cash Gamer talking about. You're going to play Maguire without Pickford?
Why not? That's fine. I mean, I got to push back a little bit. I think those other defenders are a little bit better than you're saying. So Luke Shaw. This isn't the Luke Shaw we've seen from Man United this year. This is Luke Shaw on the left wing who's going to be pumping in crosses to Harry Kane. I mean, Luke Shaw was pretty good during the Euros, and he might even take a few set pieces too. If England don't score an early goal, and they might not, Shaw could have a pretty good floor in this spot. He might even be a similar point per dollar play to Trippier. Might.
But Ryan, I ask you this. I agree with you. I'm not saying I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
You're going to play Trippier. You're going to play Shaw in your lineup. You're going to play Kane. You're going to play Pulisic. Show me what the hell lineup you make. That's the point.
Yeah. So to me, I wouldn't be playing all them.
He's playing Idris again.
But in a vacuum, 9,700 Pulisic isn't a great cash play. In a vacuum, $10,200 Harry Kane isn't a great cash play. So we're going to jam in two like not great cash plays to play center backs over these defenders that might score 12, 13 points.
But the difference is that forward has the highest opportunity cost. So I don't play Pulisic.
It's tough.
I don't play Kane. So I'm going to go to war with what? Crepin Diata and Ali Jahanbash. Do the dinky do, and then what? Play. I'm going through this. Jahanbash and Diata for the dinky do. I end up playing what? A Foden at midfield. Trippier and Shaw, and I could pay up to Pickford. I'm a 67.50 remaining salary with a midfield and a utility spot. I'm looking at this lineup and I'm like, even if I play Daniel James, I still have 8,300 for another player. So then I play Sterling also? I mean, the problem is, what do I get?
I know. It's very tough.
I'd rather feel dude, on this slate, if you have two forward spots in cash and they both only have 4 points, you probably lost. If you have a 4-point defender on this slate, you could still win.
Okay.
I don't want to play a forward that could have 4 points.
Okay. Another question then. Why is Pulisic such a better play than Gareth Bale?
I'm not saying that he is.
Well, no, we're saying that we want to jam in this guy for 9,700. I mean, Gareth Bale takes pens.
I'm just saying that I'd rather.
You said, who are we going to go to war with? I mean,
Gareth Bale takes pens. I'll go to war with a 90-minute guy that takes set pieces and penalties for the favorite in the last game.
So does Bale.
He doesn't take set pieces.
He doesn't take corners.
He takes all the shot set pieces.
Okay.
He takes the shot set pieces, and he takes
the pens. So you save 1,700 there. How do you get up to Shaw then anyway? You still can't.
I'm just saying there are other options. And I mean, you say for the underdog, I mean, that game's a straight pick 'em. I don't know.
If you, if you were to play Sterling and Bale in cash,
no,
I wouldn't call you crazy. No. But I wouldn't call you crazy. But I'm saying I'd much rather play. Like, I just don't. I just don't think Shaw is a priority.
No, I don't think so either. But I mean, I don't know. You could outscore those center backs. I see what you're saying. Those center backs are okay. Obviously, you can.
I'm paying half the price for them, though.
I know. I know. It's just, it's, you know, it's tough to stomach rostering those guys for those center backs in cash. I think.
Wait, dude, Ryan. Remember 4 years ago.
Yeah, but that's tournament.
Wait for Harry Maguire to score two goals on Monday.
In tournaments.
And then, and no, wait for him to score. He'll be, he'll, by the third game, Harry Maguire will be a $5,800 center back that will still be 27% off. I mean, like, dude, we've seen this before.
I mean, I know we've seen this. Okay. But I mean, if you're considering, I mean, sure, those guys are fine, but like, why not just play Ethan Ampadu for 3K playing in the midfield?
Oh, well, I can't fill the defender. Sheffield United.
Yeah, he's a defender. He's a defender.
Okay, then play him. Fine.
Center defensive mid, Ethan Ampadu. Former Chelsea great.
If you need the extra 500 from Stones, okay, you could.
Ryan, I have a question here.
This is a tough slate.
I have a question for Gareth Bale here. Over under on Miles Ran, 0.5.
Man, I'm just not here for the Bale slander.
I'm just wondering how much he's going to run in this match. That's all I'm asking.
I mean, he doesn't need to run that much.
I know this.
I don't know how much he's going to run. I don't know how much he's going to run. But it wouldn't shock me if he beats the USA by himself. Could be a free kick. Could be any type of goal. I don't know. I mean, Bale, I don't know. I like Bale more than the field, I think.
So this actually plays into – so we talk about, you know, right-sided forwards going against left backs and that kind of thing. So Gareth Bale on the left side going against Sergiño Dest. Daniel James maybe on the other side going against Anthony Robinson. Does this come into your thoughts at all?
No.
Okay.
Not me.
Should it? I mean, no, you tell me. I don't know. If I remember it was Danny James on the left and Gareth Bale on the right in the
Okay, well in that case, would it turn you off of Anthony Robinson at all? If I mean I know you're looking at Shaw over him.
You mentioned maybe that's a good thing to have Bale on your side. He never runs back, so Robinson will just have free reign up and down the left side if that's the case, right?
Yeah. Same size as Connor Roberts. So okay. Connor Roberts, Burnley.
I mean, how's that game going to go? Does anybody know? Who's going to have the possession? Who's going to create the most chances?
I think USA is going to have possession. Wales is going to play off the counter. That's kind of what Wales do. I mean, they're starting.
Is USA good enough to do that?
That is a question, but I mean, look at who they're starting. They already got five defenders in there with those wing backs. Ampadu is basically a center back playing in the midfield. Ramsey is Ramsey. So I don't think Wales can actually win the possession battle in this matchup. So, and then is Bale going to be working for the ball as well? So
maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just used to, you know, turning on the USA game and it's against Costa Rica or Panama or whoever. And, you know, we don't look that great. And the other team's creating a bunch of chances. And I don't know, like, maybe
does Wales look great when you turn them on, though?
No, but they have a lot of good players. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think Wales is the type of team that the U.S. struggles against. It would be more against a much more athletic team. I think Wales is a good tactical team, but not the best when it comes to, like,
Wales is not great. Yeah, you're right. They looked pretty bad for the most part at the Euros. Yeah, they struggle to keep the ball. I get it. I don't know. It's a tough slate. This is a tough slate. I mean, none of the positions really have anything clear cut. I mean, is there Trippier looks like the only quote unquote lock on the slate. Maybe you pay up for maybe one of those forwards. Jordan thinks both, maybe both. But I just, there's a lot of close decisions for me.
So Wales and USA played 2 years ago about, you know, not obviously not number one squads, but I believe it's both the same managers here. 61% possession for USA, 39% for Wales. Again, not a one-to-one, not the same player.
If it happened 2 years ago, it has to happen again.
You know what, Jordan? If Harry Maguire scored 2 years ago, it has to happen again.
I'm telling you, we're going to be tilted to all hell with these center back goals. It's going to happen just like it did 4 years ago. It's going to happen.
You know, I think the possession part, if that happens once, is more likely than like the goal part. Like, that's just how these teams play. But so for goalkeepers, like we have the 5,900 England guys with 57% clean sheet. But Jordan, from what you're saying, is in the World Cup, you play whoever you want at goalkeeper, whoever fits into your lineup. Is that what you're kind of leaning towards here?
I'm leaning toward most likely I'll play Hennessy or Mendy. Probably in cash.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth it to play Passvier at 5,500. You might as well find the 400 to get Pickford.
Right.
Then obviously you have Hennessy and Turner, and I think they're about the same. So why not pay the cheaper one?
Yeah, I'd lean on Hennessy based off what we were just saying. I think he's going to get more save opportunities than Turner will get, but obviously we don't know if that's going to happen or not. Ryan, do you have a preference? You already mentioned Pickford as someone you're looking at least in cash games paying up for.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to play Pickford, but it's not a must. I mean, maybe spending up for forward is probably the way to go, and in that case you probably aren't spending up at keeper. Yeah, especially if you want to play a second expensive defender as well. So I don't mind going all the way down to Mendy.
Are either you looking at the Iran goalkeeper here? In case, you know, England struggle to score, they just get a ton of shots on target?
I'm not, but I think it's fine, to be honest. I mean, if we're playing Mendy, there's no reason not to play the Iran keeper.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not out of the question, but I'm not a big fan of playing the biggest underdog keepers in soccer.
I'm not either, but look, if you look, England has a 1.85 implied total, Netherlands are 1.71, and you just figure that Iran's goalie probably gets more saves most of the time. So, I mean, they're similar to me.
But, of course, anytime you're playing big underdog keepers, you're playing with fire.
Definitely.
Right. You're -8 is in the range of outcomes.
Right.
Not against England.
Yeah.
Why not? England could win 4-0.
No, they can't.
What do you mean? Why couldn't they?
They don't score that many goals.
Harry Maguire, hat trick. Come on.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right.
That's
so
what it'll be, the goals. What's going to happen? It's going to be a Harry Maguire and John Stones brace.
All right. Now we're just getting.
I just see in the chat. DFS Chan wanted to know where my allegiance lies. And it's definitely with the US, if you're wondering. No, I'm not rooting for England. However, if I see Greg Berhalter doing that behind the back thing when the ball goes out of bounds, I may have to change my stance.
Jeez. All right.
I mean, it just like, you know, we should be excited more about the US in the World Cup. We have like more talent than we've ever had before, but I just don't see how you can come into a World Cup with this manager. It just doesn't make sense to me. Something that's once every 4 years. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong, but
isn't the talk in England the same about Southgate though?
Oh my God, the same thing, but at least, yeah. Southgate got to the final, you know, in the Euros and like should have won it. And, you know, at least they've been having decent results. But yeah, that's the talk. And it's probably true. I mean, a good manager could do much better with England, with the players they have, definitely. England, that center midfield of Declan Rice and Bellingham, that's maybe the best in the world out of all the teams in the World Cup. That might be the best midfield too. I mean, they should do well. They're going to be very tough to score on.
Yeah. I'd like to see England's midfield against the Denmark midfield with Eriksen, but that doesn't matter for this late. So how are we going to win this 100,000?
Oh yeah, Jordan. Maguire, yeah, you
John
said you weren't.
Stones,
wait,
all the center. I'm no, gonna roster all Jordan. The center backs. All the center backs.
You said you weren't. You know, you don't normally play that many GPP lineups. I think this might be the week to up it a little, And if not you, that's my advice to people listening to this. We have 100K to first place. You're not going to see that again for soccer until the King of the Pitch. You don't have chances to win that amount of money. It's usually 10K for the Premier League, you know, if we're lucky. We're going to have guys putting 150 into this tournament on Saturday. You know, the awesome-o types, those guys, they're going to be playing this tournament. It's just, it's one of the few chances you have to hit a huge score, and it's only a three-game slate. So, you know, it's pretty doable, especially if you're somebody who focuses on soccer, puts the majority of your money towards soccer. I'd put a little extra towards this GPP and give it a chance.
Do you guys think that this close to Phil's? We're at about 4K out of 17K.
I thought no chance when I saw it, but I don't know. You know, Jordan probably would know better than me, but I would assume, no, I don't think it fills, but I would assume that DraftKings reached out to like a bunch of the high volume players telling them, you know, I don't know, engaging interest, telling them to put 150 in, you know, get your friends involved sort
of
thing.
Have they talked to you, Ryan?
No, Jordan, but I don't do that. I don't run like a tout site. I don't put 150 either, lineups so in.
I think that it doesn't fill, but it doesn't overlay. So okay. It just doesn't get the full rake. I think going forward, it'll be I think we'll get like 10K entries. Well, what they did last World Cup is that they started from this point. They're going to try to keep it 100K to first and then make the 100K even more top heavy. And then what they'll do is raise the price point. So like by two weeks from now, it'll be a 9,000 entry contest with 50K to first, but it'll be a $22 entry point, not a $15 entry. Like they'll push it up and go like that. But from the last World Cup, we were able to keep these types of prize pools like decently going on that. I think even if it doesn't fill all the way, I don't think it's going to dramatically go down. But you have to admit, in comparison to last World Cup, that the time, you know, basically, like, if you're on the West Coast of the United States, you ain't playing. And right. 8 a.m. Eastern is still pretty damn early. So,
yeah, I mean, participation-wise,
it's not like when it was in Europe where the first game was 11 a.m. and the second game was 2 and the third game was 5 and something like that. I think it was more like, I think it was 10, 1 and 4 or something. That's a little bit more doable than people having to wake up for an 8 a.m. Eastern start time. I mean, Ryan, where you are, you must be loving it. It's perfect for you.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Games are at 1, 4 and 7.
Sounds easy.
Sorry.
And I also guarantee you that someone will win $100,000 with a substitute, but I don't suggest you ever play substitutes.
Do you think it's going to be Memphis? Memphis Depay coming off the bench?
No, it won't be some expensive guy. It'll be some weird person.
Some weird person? That's not very nice.
I'm just saying some random dude that was supposed to be in the starting 11 that for like $6,200 that comes in. Someone gets injured the 20th minute, comes in, he plays 70 and scores a goal or something.
We got a special guest. Any thoughts from Ryan's son here?
Dada. Special guest on the pod. Welcome, Oliver. He thinks this is going to be the only slate with 100K to first. So let's win this one. Take your chances, guys.
Did he just tout Papa?
He's touting Papa. Yep.
He's touting,
I don't know if
Papa.
That's me or if that's Papa Sarr. Yeah.
Papa Sarr or Papa Gay?
Right.
Oh, yeah, there's both of them.
No, Papa Gay won't be starting, though.
That's what you think. All right. I think that's all we got here. I think we went through everything. I don't know what else there is to say. We analyzed every match in depth, we analyzed every cash build, every tournament build, including every center back Jordan has discussed. He already discussed Walker Zimmerman. I was waiting for the Koulibaly shout out. I was waiting for Ben Davies in here to pop up, but maybe for the next one. But all right, guys, this is it. The slate is Monday, so you got plenty of time to go over these lineups. Rotowire.com/soccertrial, free 10-day trial. I assume you're going to like the trial, so get the subscription. We got this set piece article up as well. You can find Jordan at BlenderHD for the next month that Twitter is going to be around. You can find Ryan at Ryan Belangi. You can find me at RotoZadroik. And our Discord will be popping during the World Cup. So to get into the Discord, you need a subscription. So there you go. Any other thoughts for the first leg, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing. No words. We talked it out for 60 minutes. Good luck to everyone, and we will be seeing you the next show. So the next slate will be Tuesday. We're going to be talking Monday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. That's the goal, to do 12:30 p.m. Eastern for all the shows. So there you go. We'll see everyone on Monday. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck, everybody.